The Sentai Review, episode 111. Would you love him? Would you kill him? Welcome to the Sentai Review, Wednesday, and stuff, and with the visuals and the not the pictures, because the thing here and the webcams and the... We are testing some stuff. See, we got to start getting a couple of these podcasts done with the video, so that when the time comes, we can actually do the live podcast, where we can set a date on a Saturday or something like that, and have a chance for people to show up to the show, live comments and things like that. And so we're going to have to test these, so we got a couple of topic videos that we're going to run. So, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Smoking Sario Lovell.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree. Lol.
Oh, man. You beat me. Lol GT.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Lol, geez.
And for those of you who don't recognize, that guy's our producer.
Has he been in a Sentai video?
Greg has been in like two Sentais, if I remember correctly. Yeah, only two. So for people who come in and like don't like watch the backlog catalogs or like the backlogs of videos, they might not know Greg.
No, I believe for 100% they might not know Greg.
That's why I said I gotta introduce him. That's our producer. He cuts the check.
Pretty much. He keeps the web space going. And he was prominent in the pages of Fandom for a while, and he was showing up for the What's Ups, and then life happened, and he had to drop off pretty hard. He's very rarely makes it.
He had one of those things, what they call it, a kid?
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know something about that, don't you, Bill?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay, so, holy shit. I went ahead and I asked a question. I said, hey guys, on this air Fandom Night thing, who has some ideas for topics for the show that we're about to run? And, we got one.
Well, we got two.
And it's a hell of a comment. Hell of a comment. He wants to know, list of Rangers you would marry. And I will split this question into categories. So step one is the list of Rangers you would marry. I guess we could pick three. I don't know. It's kind of a weird question when you get right down to it. I mean, I guess it's not. This is kind of a regular thing in fandoms, to be fair. Like, people choose waifus and shit like that. Like, Shane really likes Tommy Oliver. You know?
Hey, Tommy.
This guy did say male and female. I don't believe anybody on the cast is bi or anything like that. That's not a strike. I'm just putting it out there that you probably won't hear a guy choice except from maybe Shane. Because he really likes Tommy Oliver.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like him enough to fuck him or marry him.
No. Step one, the first question is, who would you marry? I'm going to let you choose up to three people.
Okay. I guess I'm starting. Okay. I'll pick Jen from Time Force.
I second that. I liked her a lot, man. Like, a lot.
I think her name is Maya from Lost Galaxy.
Okay, is that...
The Tarzan chick, right?
That's, also,
that's the girl from the planet, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and she's the one that later showed up in Not Another Teen Movie doing a complete nude scene. And I remember as a little kid watching that movie for the first time, when she walked across the screen, I remember being like, no way! Right. Like, my mind was, it was the first time ever as a kid, or a younger man, however you'd like to phrase that, it was the first time ever that I had seen something like that go down, where somebody I grew up watching had all of a sudden done the adult section of movie. Yeah, and that was very new
without
for
me. It being an adult movie.
Right, without it being an adult movie. Which, by the way, that dude, he is not the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Austin St. John. That dude is a lookalike. I remember everybody used to pass that around claiming that he went to porn. No, that is not him.
Yep.
I think my last one, there's a lot of good-looking girls in Power Rangers. It's just...
Notice that is his criteria.
Yeah.
But I think I would go with... I think I would go with the original, Kimberly.
All right, okay. I kind of saw that. I expected somebody was going to pick her. I expected somebody. That was kind of like that first girl that... For people that watched a lot of Power Rangers, she was the girl you kind of spent the most time with, got to know or whatever. Like, you get the same thing from old sitcom people, people that grew up watching sitcoms that, like, you know, they watched the middle child in the Full House grow up. You know what I mean? And different things like that. Like, there's some people that do get attached to those characters because you literally watched them age. And Kimberly was with us for, like, what do you figure? She was there for season one. She was there for season two. She was there for most half of season three, right? Because that's when they replaced her with Kat. And then Kat then continues on to Turbo and whatnot, and Zio.
Zio, and then she's in half of Turbo.
Right. So we spent the most time with Kimberly because the girl who played Trini, she ended up leaving due to money debate, basically, that she didn't get the money she wanted, so she cut that contract and left. And then, of course, she can never come back to reprise because of what happened.
Unfortunately, yes.
Right. So, we spent the most time with Kimberly. Out of every Power Ranger girl, that is the girl I think we spent more time with than anybody else ever.
Kat, when it came to the original Pink Ranger, Kat would have been a close second, but I'm choosing Kimberly.
Okay.
Well, at the same time, for Shane and I, when you stopped to think about it, when we were watching Power Rangers, we were like, what, 5, 6 maybe?
Power Rangers came out in 1993 for us, so me and you were about 5, 6.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the little kid who, you know, has a crush on, like, the cute babysitter who comes over all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where a lot of guys always seen Kimberly as like, oh, well, she's my first crush. Well, yeah, because, you know, you're still a little kid and you're like, ooh, she's the cute older girl. I like her. You know, that type of thing.
It never really occurs to me until I really stop and think about it. But yeah, I was watching this. Man, what was I, 9?
Well, you were born in 84, so yes, you would have been 9 in 1993.
Yeah, I was 9 when I was watching it, so I was a little older than you guys. It affected me in a slightly different way, but mostly the same.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought Kimberly was hot until Kat came on the picture, and I was like, ooh, shit.
But that's because of that pool scene.
Them Ranger girls, though, and I'm not trying to make this the chauvinistic episode or nothing like that, but let's be honest, we all have penises. There's something about these Ranger girls, I don't know what's going on, but they just keep getting more attractive. Like, they keep running out and grabbing up these girls that look more like models than teenagers.
Yeah.
Hell, like that girl that just played for the Super Mega Force, the girl that played the Yellow Ranger, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, that girl does not look like your average teenager superhero type of show from the 90s that we grew up with. Like, this show has definitely altered that perception greatly.
Yep.
So Shane's got three. I've got one so far. What about you, Scott? I agree with the Jen comment, definitely.
What about you, Scott? Since you're a little bit older than all of us.
Yeah, what were you, 12 or 11?
I know I was in my early teen.
You were teen? Well, how early old are
teens.
You?
37.
Okay. See, because I'm 33. So, yeah, he was probably like, what, 14, 15 when he started in?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you caught it. In fact, truth be told, had this show aired in like 96, you may not have watched it at all.
I don't know. I might have tried it then.
I would be surprised.
Since it came out in 93, and if you were 9, Bill, and Scott's 4 years older than you, he would have been 13.
Is he 4? Yeah, yeah, sure.
He's four like and a half years older than you.
Right.
But,
so about 13, 14 when Mighty Morphin came out.
For my three to marry, I will have to agree with Kimberly as one of them.
Okay.
Trini for a second one.
I was going to pick her, but...
I was surprised you didn't.
Well...
Yeah.
I guess I'm just being polite.
Because I already threw out my first, which is Trini.
And then...
I'll agree to that one.
The third one would be Crone / Astronomer.
Oh, damn.
Oh, Astronomer.
Because she's one of those was bad, turned good, and...
And she was the Pink Ranger in Galaxy.
Yeah,
that girl might very well be the William Shatner of Power Rangers. I have never seen overacting of that caliber in Power Rangers since or before, ever. Like, that girl, my God, she played like the worst bad guy ever. Get those Rangers! They'd be like, why are you doing this? She'd be like, because I'm evil. I'm like, yep. Oh my God, no. It's like, you are awful. There's only one girl, one female bad guy, I think, that actually hammed it worse than Astronomer. And that was the demon girl in the Lightspeed Rescue.
Oh.
The girl with the little devil wings or whatever. Oh my God. I was I saw that episode where they killed her and I was like, thank God. It's like, just please get out of this show right now. And then of course she comes back, but that led us to one of the greatest scenes in Power Rangers history where that guy said, number, 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 number. That magic spell guy. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
With Lightspeed Rescue is by far probably Bill's most hated series.
Oh man, I feel bad because when we get to that series and I have to watch that again for the review, which by the way, we really need to finish Zio, guys. Just gonna put that out there. We need to finish Zio.
Yeah.
But
well, you guys have fun with that one.
When I finally get ready to watch that thing again. Dude, I really do not like those Rangers at all. I think their show is horrific, and I'm probably going to rip into it real hard.
I see Bill rewatching Lightspeed, sitting on his couch, looking at the TV, and then when he's like, pulls up his phone, and he's like, yeah, I'm listening. Glances up every so often. Yep. Oh, look, they did a thing.
There we go.
Yeah, I kind of remember him doing that once before with one of our friends. She'd call and he'd be like, yep, and then put the phone down and go back to playing a game.
Yeah, let's not tell her story right now, but yeah, I did. I was...
So I can see him doing that rather easily.
That girl would call and be like, blah, 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 and I'd be like, yeah, and I'd just put the phone down. And continue playing my game or whatever. And every now and then I'd pick it up and she'd still be talking. I'd be like, uh-huh. No way. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I watched you do that. I was like, huh, is that what you do?
That's what you do.
Oh, they don't shut up? Fascinating.
Okay, so we got 3 from Scott, 3 from Shane, 1 from you, none from Greg, from me.
Cat was number one.
Cat. I mean, he picked Cat.
Oh, he did, okay.
Number one. And by the way, I looked up the picture of that yellow ranger from Lost Galaxy, and what the fuck? Like, man. He's super hot. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. That's the one that later on appears in the Not Another Teen Movie.
Right.
And, like, her scene is like she's a naked foreign exchange student. Yep. So she just walks across the whole screen. And that, like I said, for me, that was the very first time I'd ever witnessed that, where, like, a childhood actor had kind of grown up and thrown that part of them away, where they were like, no, it's time for my first adult scene thing. Like recently my fiance was like, hey, I'm gonna rewatch this Orange is the New Black, and I was like, okay, whatever. And she turns the first episode on, she starts watching it. And at first I didn't care, because I've got enough to watch, to be fair. Then all of a sudden I see Donna from That 70s Show naked, and I'm like, whoa, what just happened? I was like, hold on a minute. Explain the show to me. And she was like, Donna's a drug dealer and blah, 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 and they carried a bag. And I was like, what? And then the show blows my mind even harder. Like, my mind almost exploded out of my eyeballs and oozed onto the couch when Janeway is the fucking prison cook. Captain Janeway is the prison cook. And I was like, oh my god, I'm watching this now. I'm watching it. That's it. I'm dedicated. I was like, don't watch these episodes without me. I want to know what's going on with Captain Cook Janeway.
Captain Cook Janeway.
That's all right. I'm waiting for, and the only way I'm going to experience this would be with, like, either you or Greg's kid, or fucking with Jeremy's kids, when they're watching, you know, fucking Captain America, and Captain America's running around, and they're like, yay, Captain America, and somebody pops in fucking the original Fantastic Four, and they're like,
oh my god,
why is Captain America on fire? And then they get a little bit older, and then all of a sudden they go to Not Another Teen Movie, where Captain America walks out with whipped cream on his cock.
Oh, it was him, wasn't it? That was the same dude. Captain America stuck a banana in his ass.
Uh-huh. Because every Captain time you keep America. Bringing up that movie, that's all I keep thinking of is Captain America.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Captain America stuck a banana in his ass, man.
Uh-huh.
I can answer why he was – why Captain America was on fire.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, you know, the more I'm hearing about this movie – the more I'm curious about it.
It's pretty funny.
It's
honestly,
a pretty good movie.
It is a pretty funny movie. It's definitely worth a watch. It basically takes all the tropes from teen movies, like the whole comedy dramas and things like that, and just exaggerates them to the extreme and makes fun of them every step of the way.
So it's like one of those horrible parody movies, but a little bit better.
It's in the same vein as the scary movies, where if you like horror movies, you'll see what they're making fun of and you'll appreciate those movies a little bit more. Where if you don't, it's just stupid. But if you've watched movies like 16 Candles and things of that nature, like I think they also make fun of that football movie where the guy gets the concussion or whatever.
Yeah.
They make fun of She's All That. They make fun of 10 Things I Hate About You or whatever. All those type of movies are what they're making fun of. And it is a pretty good – it's a pretty good movie. It's pretty funny. They do a good job.
It's one of our favores,
Those teen movies were real popular in the 90s.
And now that you've said that, though, I am going to dig that movie up and watch it again. Because, dude, until you had mentioned that Captain America stuck a banana in his ass, it had never, for some reason, it had never crossed my mind that that was him.
You wait till I'm over there to watch that. I don't own that movie.
You don't own that movie?
I don't actually own that movie, to be fair.
I do.
It's
here on the shelf somewhere. In fact, I think that might be it. Of course, you can't see what I'm pointing at, but I think that's it. I don't think I've packed it yet.
I would suggest you hold off until I get.
Well, then that's definitely something we can watch tomorrow after Gwenny goes to sleep.
I have to watch that movie now.
Most definitely, she has to go to sleep.
Oh my god! Okay, so man, I still haven't picked a second or a third.
All right. Greg's three as well?
I mean, well, I got like two, but what can we pick? Villains?
Yeah.
Yes. He technically did. He picked astronomer.
Yeah, I kind of picked one. Kind of one that changed. So
you can pick man or woman, villain or hero from any Ranger show.
You can pick Diva Tox.
No, we're not doing that one.
What about
Greg wants to be married to Rita?
Yeah, I was gonna say what about American voice actor
Rita? Not Rita, Bandora.
Voice actor.
Yeah, American.
Rita.
I would rather
trust me. That's the thing that's been killing me is I would pick a bunch of people from fucking Q Ranger, but seeing as how they specifically said Rangers and not Sentai,
I have a Sentai villain that I was gonna pick, but I guess Madame Noir. She's the female queen person in Tokyuger. Since I watched that entire.
If are we gonna allow that? Did we give that to him?
Well, this is a Sentai show, so why not?
It is Rangers.
It is.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, she got her boobs all the time.
Concession bot.
Then whenever I don't need her around, I can just turn her off, and that'll be that. I'll be like, damn it, I need some alone time, concession bot. Shut down for an hour.
I'll leave the sexist jokes alone. I'm not going to say anything there.
Ding.
All right. Well, then I'll go ahead with mine. And like I said, number one, I guess, would then be Trini.
Okay.
Number two, I guess if we're going to pull in Super Sentai, I'll go with Hami, the Green Ranger from Q Ranger.
Right.
The chameleon chick. And then number three, I guess I'll be the first one to do it. I'll marry Billy. One, because we're married, we don't have to fuck. Two, he's a fucking genius, so as long as I'm smart enough to get this dumb motherfucker to actually patent a wristwatch that lets me fucking zoom anywhere I need to go, rolling in that money.
You hear that? He's going to use that
and a flying
man.
Car.
Damn, you marry him?
I'm going to warn him about you.
But you don't fuck him.
I'll go do it.
Seth a gold digger. Seth a gold digger.
I don't have a job right now. Need that money.
Yes, he's going to want sex at least once.
It's true. Okay. He's going to want sex at least once.
You
got
to seal the deal. He wasn't a Christian. You're going to have to put out, man.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So one time in that marriage.
Can we put a rating on this video once it goes up?
We might have to.
Well, we didn't curse.
To be fair, out of all the things that we've discussed in the past on this show, holy crap.
I pay my rent.
This hasn't even begun to be the most fucking conversation.
So Seth got... Okay, so was that Seth 3?
Yep.
That was my 3.
You need one more, Bill.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You've got Jen from Time Force, and you've got a robo.
A what?
A robo.
Robot.
Oh, I thought you said a rowboat. I'm like, the fuck? How are you going to do that?
How are you going to do that?
I'm just so literal.
Well, I mean, I suppose if you don't put it on water, you can always cut a hole out. And
there you go.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. No
shit. Okay,
if that lady can marry the Eiffel Tower, then, Bill can marry a rowboat.
She did. She married the freaking Eiffel Tower.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I weep for the future of humanity.
Okay, I don't have a third. I can't. I don't know why my mind will not focus to allow me to pick a third.
Oh, I know who you can pick.
Who?
You can pick the Red Ranger and Wild Force Cold. And the reason why I say that is because if you don't fuck him, he'll just stab you with a samurai sword.
It's kind of true.
Okay, so here's the second part of his question. List of Rangers you would fuck.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, wouldn't that be the same almost? Except for...
No, because Mary is like, you like them as a person. And that's where I was getting hung up. I made a joke about Concession Bot, but Jin is actually somebody that I do like and admire for the way she set herself apart from the other Rangers that pepper the frickin' universe.
I think I got mine.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, because my list is quite extensive.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the first to fuck would be Maya, the yellow Lost Galaxy.
Most definitely.
I noticed everybody, like, I think she was even voted as, like, one of the hottest Rangers to have ever donned a costume, too. I've noticed that.
In the top 10 hottest Rangers, she made number one.
I saw that.
Kimberly made number two.
The second one, Cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with this list.
Is A+. So am I.
And my third.
You've done your homework, sir.
Even though she's not technically a ranger.
Oh, come on.
Concession bot.
Doing the robo.
Great. Oh, yes, I agree. I don't know what it is about that concession bot. She seems to show up a lot in our show.
Yeah.
Dude, she's asking for it. You know she.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what she does. She is asking for it.
Not just the images. When you watch the show, she literally is asking for it. That show, you cannot get away with her over here. There's weird parts where, like, she's pining and rubbing herself on the door frame of the train, and she's like, oh, I wish your daddy could see me. And I'm like, holy shit. You need to go back in the train. Fucking calm down.
I don't know what I would do if I was a ranger on that train and I seen that. I'm like, guys, I think she needs it.
She needs it. Like, oh my God.
How about this, you guys? You guys go fight that monster.
Oh, no.
I'll stay here.
Yeah, dude. Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's going to fight my monster. Yeah.
We can.
I'd be making all kinds of ads, though.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, all aboard.
Oh, man.
Why not? The Zord has got a dick.
It does.
You know?
Time.
You're not really fucking Zord.
So Scott named his three.
Well, then I'll go ahead with my list and I'll agree to everyone on Scott's list except for three. I'm not going to take concession bot. However, since we are breaking rules, I'll go with the unofficial Akiba Blue.
Oh, man. Akiba Blue.
The unofficial, official, unofficial. Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. With the unofficial, since we could pick the villains, I'm taking the villain of the unofficial.
Wasn't she actually a porn star?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually believe she's actually a porn star, and they even reference that she'd worked in the adult industry, like, in that series.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
So, yes. I will be a typical guy and go with the porn star.
With the porn star.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Man, this is a hell of an episode right here. This is a hell of a question to start.
Oh, my.
We're going to have to bump our warning from must be 18 to must be 118 on the video.
Just like Wittlebots.
All right. Let's do this. Yeah. Kimberly, Cat, astronomer. Jen.
Basically anybody that's ever worn spandex.
So tell me, anybody who's worn spandex or had their tits half hanging out of their costume.
Movie diva
socks. Knowing Shane, he's going to pick original astronomer and not replacement astronomer.
Huh?
Or not astronomer, sorry, Divatox.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
original
Divatox. You going for movie Divatox, Shane? Going for movie Divatox?
Guys, this is going to sound bad, and I'm sorry if it sounds bad, but if we're just picking them, Divatox, yes, as long as she doesn't open her mouth.
Oh, shit!
Well, then.
New Trini from the new movie, new Kimberly from the new movie.
Oh, shit, I completely forgot about them.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say basically like Bill said, any female that was a Power Ranger.
Oh, I almost got him. I almost got him. He changed it right at the end.
You would say every Ranger.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping he'd say, I'm going to do what Bill says. Anybody that's ever worn spandex and I'd have been like, oh, shit.
You know what? why not? Fucking run a train.
Run a train, he says.
You do realize that means that the train's being run on you, being led by Concession Bot.
Okay. Concession Bot needs it.
She does need it. I'm telling you.
As a good friend, I am willing to help.
That is the primary reason.
Yeah, that's it. Only for friendship.
Right.
Friendship.
Yeah, well, then if that's the case, is that your list?
My list, yes.
Okay, then Bill or Greg, feel free to steal my cop out and take anyone who's ever been in a Power Rangers porn parody.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a good one.
Actually,
they're a ranger in spandex.
I was told when we first announced that we might actually review that just as a joke, somebody warned me and said, you might not want to do that, because evidently, in Japan, there is an actual type of pornography which is specifically about that. That's it. Like, that's a genre over there. Just like over here, we have genres of porn, like, you know, fucking whatever. I don't need to name them. But evidently, that is a tag over there, is like, I don't know what they call it, heroes or Sentai or whatever you want to call it, but there evidently are hundreds of these frickin' movies.
Yeah, that's actually not a joke. Stumbling into the hentai section a few times, just a few.
Right. I'm sure, I'm sure it was a stumble. I'm sure you were.
As well.
I'm sure that you were doing something else over here, and you turned around, you just tripped, and then accidentally right into hentai. You were like, "Oh shit!"
Bill, one or two times tops.
Yeah, just once or twice.
Just once or twice.
It's not like I don't have like 6 gigs worth of porn on my hard drive right now. That's, you know, split 50-50.
Well, I was gonna say, to be fair, he does only have to trip into that section twice since he downloaded the website. He doesn't have to go back. Oh my god.
Lost Shane there.
No, he got up and went and got a drink. That's the joy of doing these from home. I could literally go like this, and you guys could follow me into the bathroom.
That's a rough question in its own right. You'd imagine these questions would be easy for me, but they're really not. Like, I don't know why. It's almost like I have too many options or something. So then I'm like, I don't know. Like, Shane is like, everybody. Shane is like, just fucking come to Shane.
I'm gonna tell you something. Because you are right, Bill. It was really just a difficult choice. There's so many of them.
So if I was to limit that one to three, what kind of trouble are you in, Shane?
Oh fuck.
We'd be here all night.
Giving me a limit of only three, then I'm still gonna pick Jen.
Really?
Because I have to. And I'm thinking, New Kimberly.
New Kim?
New Kim.
I see.
I don't know. I'd almost fight you with New Kim and say New Trini is a little bit hotter, in my opinion.
She actually is, but I want both of them.
But I want both of them. Oh, my God.
You should have known what kind of stuff you were getting into when you asked this question.
Oh, man, when I seen the question post, I was like, holy shit, this is going to be a weird episode. And I knew it was going to be weird because with me, like I said, I have a real hard time making a choice like that. I don't know why. I really don't. I've never really been one of those waifu guys. I don't have like one anime chick that I like. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's, yeah, I've never been that guy. I don't know why. Like, I've never liked the one video game girl, the one comic book girl. Like, if I was to try to say, hey, who are the top 10 hottest women in comics? It's done. There's no way I can narrow the list down. It's ridiculous. It's too ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I might get lucky and pick three or four of them, and then after that, I'm like, I don't know. And every time I'd put one on the list, I would find another and be like, oh, shit, but now I got to get rid of somebody. Right. I don't know. Like, it's no way. It's no way. And then it depends on who drew the character. Now, that's different when you're talking about Sentai and things like that, because that's a real person. But, like, I have trouble recalling some of the villains, and I distinctively remember that some of the villains were stupid fucking hot. Like, if you really looked at that girl from the Lost Galaxy, the girl that was dressed up as a bug, she's retarded hot. But she's a bug lady.
Yeah, the only reason why we don't pick her is, well, that's just like how we don't pick Scorpina.
Right. Because Scorpina was very attractive.
Until she grew, and that's in your mind.
That's in your mind that she became that hairy scorpion thing.
Because you'd be pounding it, and you'd remember that. You'd be like, oh, wait, shit. I gotta stop.
You'd be like, when my monster grows, are you gonna change at all? Because if you do, I gotta go.
I don't want to fuck a scorpion.
Not interested anymore. I've lost all interest.
And then she stings you.
And then she stings me, and then I guess I have no choice at that point.
Right.
Here's a hell of a one, because I'm just going to opt out on that one. That one is rough. I'm sure
what
I could.
What about Greg?
Did you pick?
No, you're good.
Okay.
No, I agreed with Scott 1,000%, but that's why I didn't even go, you know.
List of Rangers you'd kill.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is pretty crazy right here. Like, what is
Oliver.
So?
What?
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh, please
down the gauntlet.
Oh, please try it. Tommy would beat your ass.
Oh shit!
Oh really? Yeah.
He threw
and
it.
Then...
Why would you kill Tommy? What's wrong with Tommy, huh?
Because he was too hardcore. You had to make the show better. You got to kill him.
Exactly. And that's supposed to say you ain't like killing him. Nobody that hardcore.
Yeah, but then there's the question, had they, like, let's be honest here, just like Burai got killed, he died, would Tommy's legacy be even more impactful if he would have made it to the White Ranger and died defending the Rangers against Zed in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers to go into Zeo? Like, had he died, his legacy might be even bigger, because he was the Ranger that went all the way.
Yep. So he would have been I'm almost positive he's still considered by many fans as their favorite Ranger.
Yes, because he's been in so many series and he was the one that he was the special one. That's let's be honest here. Yeah. We could have given that to anybody. It wasn't just Tommy. Yes, David Jason Frank. I've had nothing but good experiences when I've met him. I've heard a lot of people that this falls into the William Shatner category as well. Everybody told me, don't look forward to meeting Will Shatner. He's gonna break a little bit of you. And I said, well, that sucks because, man, I've always been huge on Star Trek. Kirk is the person that I would serve under. Yes, chances are I would die. He had the roughest casualty rate of all the captains that were mostly because of job-oriented things. Not unlike Janeway, who got hit by a giant wave and lost half her crew in the first. That's different. That's not her fault. That doesn't come down to her, you serving under her and you probably die because of it. If I serve under Kirk, there's a chance I'm dead. If I serve under Picard, I'm more than likely going my 10-year.
If you serve under Sisko, you're fine because you ain't moving.
No, you're not. Sisko dealt with the war. And Deep Space Nine gets pretty dark as that series goes on.
You want to be... I'm going to tell you something.
Technically, the worst captain to serve under would be the dumbass in the third Kelvin universe, the one that crash lands a ship and eats his fucking crew to stay alive.
Wait. You I thought the worst one was the guy with Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say?
John Harriman.
Yeah, the Tuesdays captain.
Oh, dude. For some reason, I thought you said Poops Days. And I was like, what in the fuck does that even mean?
I was like, okay, Scott.
It's a day.
No, he's Mr. Tuesday.
To be
that,
fair.
That must be the day I have after eating an all-you-can-eat Mexican buffet.
To be fair, Shane, if you served under Captain John Harriman, you're probably going to live. Because I'm under the assumption, even though the books tell us different, I'm under the assumption that after you kill Admiral James T. Kirk on your first outing around Pluto, you're probably grounded. You and your crew probably spent the rest of your career training cadets at Starfleet Academy.
You know what? That's bullshit. All I did was pilot the fucking thing, and they're like, you're
grounded. Doesn't matter. You were on the voyage under the captain that killed Admiral James T. Kirk.
I'm gonna tell you
Your ass is flying the flight simulator.
I don't think I would want to be on under Archer, and not because he's not a bad captain. He's actually a really good captain, but it's because of that's the start of the whole Star Trek lineage, and that's the fucking ship that goes out to unknown space with fucking no shields and shit.
So who do we kill? Because so far Greg is killing Tommy Oliver.
I hate you. Oh, this is why me and Greg we don't get along.
No, he doesn't die.
Who's a ranger that you just absolutely did not care for? Then I guess is the real question. Like that you would have seen die right out of the show and just been fine with it.
Oh
shit! The Red Ranger after
Rocky. I pick Rocky. Yep. Rocky. Yeah. Bye.
Did not.
See you later. Get out of here.
Damn. Oh. Yeah.
Rocky.
Yep. Done. Yep. Rocky.
Go backflip out of a ring, you bitch.
An impossible fucking feat because what I saw in that movie, he a bitch.
I've never really caught flack from that, but I'll tell you right now, he is by far my least favorite ranger in everything I've seen thus far. I do not care for him at all. He got shafted. I mean, they brought him in and they basically said, you're going to be Jason, but you're not going to be as charismatic as Jason. Like, the passion isn't there. With Jason, there was some sort of charisma that you felt and you were interested. Even if he wasn't a great actor, there was something that kept you there with him. Where Rocky comes in and they're like, hey, okay, so this is Rocky. He trains martial arts. He like trains a class of students. He works out. He's the Red Ranger. He can't summon the power sword. And he's just an all around unlikable person throughout the course of his entire legacy.
He's a decent fighter, but I consider Tommy and Adam the best fighters when Adam comes along.
Yeah.
I literally will put Adam as the second best fighter on that team.
So I guess I choose Rocky.
Well, I'm gonna agree with you on that because you know I don't like Rocky either. So Rocky gone.
Well, here's the real question because I think we all agree on Rocky. Can we all cop out and just say Alpha and Jersey Alpha?
Jersey Alpha. Yes, I would kill Jersey Alpha.
Because they
That dumb bitch they replaced Zordon with. That girl that was in the tube that could only ask questions. Yeah, she's dead too.
Okay, so Rocky, Jersey Alpha, and the dumbass. Okay.
Yeah.
Dumb question, bitch. Gotcha.
Shit. Yes. You're screwed, man. Okay, I'm gonna pick.
Oh, and that dumb demon chick from fucking. In fact, Lost Galaxy. No, I'm fucking with you, because I actually like that series. But if I was to fucking wipe a series off the mat, Lightspeed Rescue, Atomic Bomb Fell on Watery Headquarters. Boom. Bring in new Rangers, please.
Mine's a little different. I'd wipe off fucking Turbo or fucking Operation Overdrive.
Haven't seen it yet. Can't hate it yet.
Don't worry. You will.
Has anyone noticed my expression since the topic first came up?
Slightly, yes. But I did come up with a good cop-out for you, Scotty. All the Aquatar Rangers except for the one Blue Ranger.
Yeah, what about them Aquatars?
The one who actually got with Billy or whatnot.
You guys are
see,
really...
The Blue and White, whichever one it was.
Now you got to work
me. See, with the Rangers, or a Ranger to kill, and if we're counting Sentai...
Yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Most people would probably assume from hearing our stuff which Sentai character I would want to kill off most.
The entire cast of JAQ.
No, he would want to keep... Well, I was about to say, he'd want to kill off the big one from JAQ.
Yep, the big one.
No.
Who?
The one I would have normally wanted to kill.
He's going to say... He's going to talk about... Marvelous. Yep, Captain Marvelous. He doesn't like Captain Marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
But... Kill the Jersey Alpha.
Yeah, Jersey Alpha's dead. I'm telling
you. Yeah, Jersey Alpha's got to go.
Kidding me? Nobody.
Yo, Rangers.
Nobody killed Captain Marvelous.
Oh, and if we're going to fall into the Sentai categories, and just because our show is talking crossovers and everything like that, Stronger's dead.
I agree. Kill him. Kill it with fire.
Let's make him weaker. Dead.
My original list was Cole from Wild Force, because that dude's just a piece of trash. Rocky and the guy from Time Force, the Quantum Ranger. I can't stand that motherfucker.
Those set of questions were brought to us by James Thomas Westfold. I think I said your name right. Your last name kind of has me a little messed up, but I believe I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one, I believe, is Rick Gentusa. He says, "Sup, my dudes. What is your unpopular opinions involving the Power Rangers or Super Sentai series as a whole?" Some unpopular opinions. And we
Scotty's already voiced.
Scotty just gave one. He does not like Captain Marvelous. That is an unpopular opinion, to be fair, and it's fair. Oh. That's his opinion. He can hate who he wants to hate, to be fair. But
there's one thing I hate more than that, though.
What?
No Train Rangers.
Oh, no, what? Dude, you don't like them?
No, I don't like that. We're not getting them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not an unpopular opinion, though.
Yeah,
that's probably a popular
though.
Opinion.
Everybody wanted that shit.
Yeah, unpopular. Yeah.
Captain because he said unpopular.
Unpopular would be kill JAKQ because you don't like them. Or, like you said, kill off Captain Marvelous because he's an asshole.
Captain Marvelous is the one that you – that's definitely because a lot of people like him. So for you to say kill him, that's probably your unpopular opinion.
Oh, that dude is so awesome.
I despise Lightspeed Rescue. I think it is easily the worst. I would honestly watch the Alien Rangers again twice before going back to that series.
You don't like Lightspeed Rescue, and I get you, because technically that was the series that I got out of Power Rangers. But now that I've gotten
over... Matter of fact, I would give a gold tire trophy award to Turbo. And apologize to it for assuming it was as bad as I thought it was.
Well, look at that. You're pulling a me with the apologies.
Oh, I have no choice because I watched Lightspeed Rescue. If you want an unpopular opinion, that's probably it. Dude, that series, the way I watch my series is I watch an entire disc a night. So it's about the length of a movie, basically. I watch the entire disc, kind of think about what I thought about it. kind of mess my thoughts here and there, and then once I've kind of finalized how I feel about the disc, I move on to the next disc the next day. I got through half of the first disc of Lightspeed Rescue and was like, nope, and got up and turned it off. Then a week later, I came back and watched the second half and was like, nope, and turned it off. Then I ended up watching that series during my live streams. I would do my live streams, and I would be like, oh, yeah, and I would just put them on the computer and let them play. So I was, like, playing the game and watching it. I kind of had it, like, to where it was sitting below the TV, and then the TV was above. So I'd be playing the game and watching both screens. And that was that night that I got to that one part where the evil sorcerer started doing that evil magic incantation, and the other guy came in to fight him, and I was like, oh my god. And I stopped my stream and had to film it on my phone, because I was like, they have to see this. And that guy was like, nom 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 nom. It's one of the best scenes ever.
My popular opinion is, I don't like Operation Overdrive or Samurai.
Haven't seen either of them. I'm getting to them.
Oh, actually.
They can go ahead and go.
Actually, with mine, Sentai would be hating on Captain Marvel's, but Power Rangers would be hating that mystic, the wizard
Force?
Power Rangers. Yeah.
Mystic Force. Is that, now is that unpopular? Is that a loved part of the franchise? Because I've seen it at the store, and I almost bought it just because I don't have it yet, and I know sooner or later we're going to get there and have to watch it and review it. But I've been looking at it, and there's something about it. I don't know if it's the look or the attitude that I've seen from the previews and the small amount that I've seen, but I don't have, like, almost no desire to buy it.
Well, you watch it. And then after that, it's Operation Overdrive. And then when you watch that, you'll be begging to go back to Mystic Force. That's my opinion, though.
Let's see. From the ratings I'm pulling up for Mystic Force, IMDb has it set as like a 6.5 out of 10. Common Sense has it sitting at 1 out of 5. And then TV.com has it at an 8.2 out of 10.
So here's the question.
I don't know if that's just average rating or what.
I was going to say, does that come out to average for a Power Rangers show that they just kind of consider that it's average Power Rangers? Check. Check right now. Check Turbo and tell me what that is rated. Because that is supposedly, a lot of people consider that to be the worst of the series.
Yeah, Turbo is when I got out of it because it just was so, like, you know, I don't know. They change so much so quick. And then I don't really dig Cars words or whatever. Well,
yeah, neither do I.
Turbo is what brought the fucking studio to be like, after Space, we are canceling Power Rangers.
But Space had one saving grace. They had the Ninja Turtles, the Shane.
Okay, that's the movie. Okay, that's a little bit different.
That's the next mutation, fucking turtles.
Ninja Turtles?
No.
So good!
Oh, wait, the Ninja Turtles? What are you doing, Scott? Get back on camera.
He's showing you that we do have something to, review.
The Ninja Turtles?
Jeez. Gonna review it, Shane? That is literally something that after Space, we have to watch that because it's the tie-in series and review that.
I hope to God you got that.
The only thing for Turbo I can find would be the movie, and the movie itself has a 3.4 out of 10 on IMDb, a 16% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Common Sense gave it a 2 out of 5.
There's a reason.
So that means
Which means that Mystic
sense,
Force is good.
The Turbo movie more than they did Mystic Force.
Mystic Force is good.
Yeah.
By the common that I'm hearing set down, that makes me feel like Mystic Force must be an appreciated series, or at least a normal.
I would put Mystic Force as a normal.
Because I was going to say, because I looked up the viewership ratings on the Super Sentai, because I was going to be like, well, we all hate Zuhoger, or well, sorry, Juhoger, which is the stupid animal print shirts, fucking lion and fucking Superman walking through a fucking
But I've
mall.
Never the seen Minecraft them. Zords. I've never seen them in motion.
Yeah, me neither.
Bill, let me explain something to you. The ratings for that show in Japan are the worst of all time and currently the worst at 3.388, meaning out of every 1,000 homes, there's maybe 30 people tuned into it.
Oh, my God, dude. Dude, yeah. They sucked it hard.
Yeah, they are quite literally the worst.
Saban's gonna buy it up like a bitch.
Other ones have looked worse than them, but
well, you know,
and other ones have looked just other ones have looked just as bad as them and had pretty good series.
Yeah, but you look at them,
and now that I'm looking at it, the ratings for fucking Toe Cougar,
yeah,
it's literally 3.793, meaning that they're second to worst.
That's totally wrong.
What the
so.
Fuck, dude? They're so good.
Say, my opinion is that Tokyo is like next level of Power Rangers. Yeah.
I'm under the impression that the Japanese don't.
Maybe
like
it was because it was a joke. Maybe they weren't ready for that yet. See, like the Super Sentai series has a thing where they do a couple of series. As serious as Sentai and Rangers get. And then they kind of jump in and they say, here's something lighthearted and fun. And they like, to be honest, Turbo is a comedy. If you watch it in the original Sentai, Turbo is a comedy. It's funny. So that's the reason when we brought it over here and we tried to make it serious, it was awful. Because you can't do that with a comedy. So... Maybe they just weren't ready for it, and the Tokuger might be good as a comedy, but that's not where people were at that time. They wanted a serious Sentai, and that could have really shit on that series. It could have been what killed them.
Literally, TJ got baked into a pizza.
Oh my god.
By the way,
rid of it on my phone, didn't I?
Yeah, that shit happened.
No, I shouldn't.
Okay, here's an unpopular opinion. I have one, and I don't care. This might make me look like a monster. This pisses me off. Lightspeed Rescue has a crossover with Lost Galaxy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. I hate it for one reason. I hate it for one major reason.
What's that?
Astronema is not the Pink Ranger.
He should have been.
Nope. They bring that Kendricks back.
What? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Right.
Because she's on the planet. They did not kill her. They killed her, and then they found her on that planet when they did the fucking super soft trick.
Yeah.
And then what ends up happening is Astronema goes off to buttfuck world, wherever the fuck that is, and disappears, and Kendricks rejoins the Lost Galaxy, and she is the Pink Ranger in the crossover episode.
Until a legendary battle.
But then legendary war, it's fucking Astronema again.
That's because the girl that played Kendricks had died.
See, I knew she had cancer.
She had cancer. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I thought she died. I thought she passed away. I could be wrong, but I'm not going to dwell on that right now. Here's the thing that kills me about it. If you're going to tell a story where you kill a ranger, where you give them that kind of send-off, that is powerful, powerful stuff. And then you're going to follow it with a cop-out where she's on the planet. And everything's fine and hunky-dory. And look, I'm going to tell you something right now. For all the people that like to do this, they like to say, oh, fucking Disney. I'm going to blame Disney. Mufasa's still dead.
True.
Mom's still dead.
Bambi's mom is still dead. When somebody dies in a Disney movie for a dramatic piece, they stay fucking dead. That means that Disney has bigger fucking mouse balls than fucking Bandai. or Saban, yeah, or whoever you want to put that on, because they killed a Power Ranger, and it was magnificent. And then, right after they did it, they were like, no, we're going to have to Final Fantasy IV real fucking hard here for a second. I'm going to have to fall into the Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy XIII kind of placement. These characters aren't dead. They're just occupied right now.
Yet Super Sentai kills them all a lot.
Yeah, Super Sentai, yeah. They're dead.
It's a life lesson in Japan.
So when you kill a ranger, and then you bring them back at the end, after you had replaced them with a new Pink Ranger, which was Astronema, which was a magnificent storyline to take somebody that was the villain,
yep,
and bring them in and make them a Power Ranger, that's Han Solo. That's Han Solo. Fucking episode 4, he's the kind of guy that'll fucking shoot you at the dinner table because you were talking shit. And by episode 6, he's willing to risk his life for your cause because it's worthy. That is what you do with Astronema. Then Astronema just like backs out and goes off to wherever the fuck she goes off to. And
after our previous conversation, she went to Pound Town.
And then
some incense there with her brother and the Silver Ranger.
But I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I was watching it, and when that episode came up, I was like, yes! I was like, Lost Galaxy coming in, we're gonna get sweet. They bring the old villain from Lost Galaxy and explain that she hadn't died, that she had escaped just barely, and she was looking to get her power form back, because if she could get it, she was gonna be all fucking super powerful and shit. So, she was working an angle where she was going to double cross the bad guy of their show. And I was like, this is really good. And then the Lost Galaxy Rangers start showing up. And of course, they're in costume and everything. The only one we've seen out of costume up to this point is Leo. So they're all fighting and they're all doing their thing. And I'm enjoying the episode. And one of the Rangers says, Kendrix. And I was like, did I hear that wrong? And so I tried to ignore it. And then as they were going, there was a part where they like fell out of this building or something. I can't remember exactly what. And they said, Kendrix again. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Is that... And I stopped it and I rewound it and watched it and was like, it is Kendrix. They keep calling her Kendrix. Then towards the end of the episode, they power down. And when they do it, it's fucking Kendrix. And I was like... And I just went over, turned it off. And I took like an hour or two off before I went back to finish it. Because to me, fuck you. And yes, that's probably an unpopular opinion, because people are going to say... Oh, well, you know, that's disrespectful or whatever. It might be, but it's also disrespectful to the storyline that she just came back like that.
Yeah.
That's like when Saz shoots himself in the face in Final Fantasy XIII, and we don't even get a full fucking minute to wonder whether or not that scene was actually real, because 30 fucking seconds after he pulls the trigger, you see Saz and he's perfectly fine. And you're like, oh, well, that, fuck it.
Yep.
Just like in Final Fantasy IV, everybody keeps dying. Yang dies. The only guy that actually dies in Final Fantasy IV is Tella. The twins, they kill themselves to hold the wall.
They're fucking petrified.
Right, they're petrified forever, and since it was a self-induced spell, you can't cure it. Oh, they come back at the end of the game. They're just fine. They're just fine. Yang fucking dies. He blows up inside of a room. He's fine. He comes back at the end of the game piloting some, like, airship. Another guy that dies in Final Fantasy IV is, Sid. Sid jumps off the Red Wing holding a bomb, and the bomb blows up. He's fine. He shows up at the end of the game.
Because he's motherfucking Sid.
Only one person actually dies in that game. One. Everybody else just looks dead for a little while.
Tella's daughter died.
Tella dies. And to be fair, we murdered his daughter.
True. And yeah, we didn't really know much about her, but she stayed permadead.
We murdered her.
Bill! Spoilers on a game from the fucking Super Nintendo.
I don't give a fuck. If you're gonna call me out for spoilers on something that was released in fucking 1992, you had your chance. You had your fucking chance.
The limit of containing the spoilers has expired.
Yes.
There is an expiration date.
By now, that's just like, look, you can't call spoilers on certain things. Like, can you imagine if we were going to get mad and call spoilers on, say, Star Wars? Luke, I am your father. Oh, man, spoilers. You gave it away.
That's 1980.
Everybody knows this shit, man. Everybody. Yeah. There's not a person that can watch Star Wars today that doesn't already know this shit. No, oh, wait, nobody
spoiler.
Can be surprised.
Leia's his sister.
Technically speaking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kid. No, no, even she knows. Because it's just, it's in popular media. That other shows will just call it out. If she's sitting around with her mom watching The Big Bang Theory, she already knows that.
Yeah.
So you can't get away with, like, the spoilers things. There comes a time when it's no longer.
Spoilers only work after, like, I give it like 5 years after materials come out.
But really? I would say that is my major unpopular.
Depends what it is.
That's my unpopular, is that Kendricks should be dead. She should be dead.
No, I agree with you on that one.
And I also shit on Lost Galaxy for dropping his brother in that hole and him not actually dying either.
I didn't like the fact that they brought back fucking, now his name, it baffles me. Ooh. From Time Force, they killed the Red Ranger off. Now you can sit there and say because of time.
Here's another one. Here's a really unpopular opinion. Divatox should have come back by now. She won. And they did nothing with it. She beat the Rangers. Doesn't matter whether you like or hate her, she won. She destroyed the Power Rangers' power. She destroyed the command center. She took Zordon. She crippled their entire foundation. She wrecked everything that was Power Rangers up to that point. She won. Only to go off in the next series and be turned into the bitch character who's basically nothing but a whiny peon under the great evil.
Right.
Who, by the way, could not beat the Power Rangers. I just want to put that out there. He lost.
They all
failed. Fucking failure. Guess who won? The fucking peon won. Divatox won. She beat them. We have to give the credit where the credit is due. The other bad guys, Lord Zedd did not win. He came awfully close multiple times. He did not win. He never actually broke them. They always had that glimmer of hope. When the Rangers end at the end of Turbo and we go into the next season in space, they are defeated. There's no hope at all. There's no Rangers. There's no Zords. There's no command center. There's no great helper sage guy. There's no leader. There's no wisdom. There's no hope. They're done. Power Rangers are no more. They get lucky that there happens to be another Ranger out there, because even later on when you're like, oh no, but there is hope because they got that spaceship. No, they still have no hope because they took that spaceship to some random planet, landed on it, and then a bunch of guys in horrific armor come down and beat the shit out of them because they don't have any powers, and they were going to die. They were going to die. Right then and there, they were going to die. And then the Red Ranger comes down, and he's like, I'm the badass that no one ever told you about because Zordon likes to keep shit from you.
He's a secret keeper.
Yep. And I was actually about to say, the only thing that would throw that fucking, you know, wrench in the fucking machines would be if the Power Rangers universe was actually like the Super Sentai universe, but it's not. Because in Super Sentai, one of the last episodes I watched, they literally did a crossover where they met up with the fucking the space cops. And the reason they met up with the space cops is because they went through a black hole, which opened a portal to another universe where the space cops won. But in Q-Ranger, there's no space cops. They literally show up and they go, "What are policemen?" And they go, "What do you mean, what are policemen?" They're like, "What are policemen? We don't have them in our universe." And they go, "Wait, you don't have policemen in your universe?" They go, "No. We basically are the cops. We're like freedom fighters." And they go, "Oh, what are freedom fighters?" Okay. Like, they have that weird back and forth of, "What do you mean?" Oh, because freedom. The universes are, the different universes are separated out. Whereas in ours, we know each one is interconnected, because then you get to the fucking the big giant grand finale where every fucking ranger shows up.
They stopped Demotox because of a blue fucking wave. Oh, and by the way, Zordon lied again. Let's just keep with our fun Zordon problem here. Not only was Zordon keeping people in the basement, not only was Zordon an asshole, not only was Zordon a peeping Tom, not only was Zordon a fucking liar, not only did Zordon not actually have any real knowledge of the shit that he was talking about, but Zordon claims, "You must destroy my tube, and if you do so, blah, 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 the Z-Wave, and blah, 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 fucking positive energy." So he does that. "I got this superpower." Bam! And he's like, "Blow!" And this blue wave cuts all the way across the universe.
Why is there still bad people?
Next season, the greatest evil fucking shows up. Followed by the next series has a greatest evil. And the next series has another greatest evil. Why did the bug people survive the Z-Wave? They're fucking evil. They're not. It's not even fucking questionable morals. It's not guys fighting a war or whatever. It's not even. I would even give it that the Machine Empire should come back because they're not alive, and the Z-Wave should have done nothing to them.
In fact, the entire Legendary War shouldn't have happened because that guy was evil, and his whole armada would have not have been evil. If the Z-Wave went across the universe, it would have affected everybody.
Right. So once again, Zordon's a fucking liar.
Basically, right. Zordon says is, if you shatter my tube, the Z-Wave will spread across the universe, only affect certain people.
Here's the fandom night cut of what really happened that day. Fucking Andros is up there fighting. "Oh my god, I can't save Zordon." And Zordon's like, "Andros, I'm simply tired of being here. Destroy this tube." And he's like, "What? What?" And even the bad guy stops and he's like, "Wait a second, what? What are you talking about?" And he's like, "I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to go live in a wall somewhere in another dimension." And they were like, what does that mean? You can do that?" And he's like, "Interdimensional?" He's like, "If you don't break this tube, I'm just going to leave anyway." And so they just blow the tube up.
I've got a bitch of an itch on my left ass cheek.
And then
me go scratch it.
So Zordon is like, "I've been holding this in for a generation." And he fucking jizzes in his tube and it spreads across the entire universe. And there, fucking Z-Wave. Everybody's like, "Oh, what the fuck?
Zordon, your Z-Wave, it stretched across the universe." "Actually, it just stretched across the planet."
Yeah. No, it didn't. Because it hits other planets in the universe. It cures Rita. It turns Lord Zedd into a weird, happy, dancing blonde guy.
It didn't affect their kid.
Yeah, but somehow they still have an evil, skinless baby.
Oh, yeah, that dude's,
That was like. Talk about a face only a mother could love. Like, when they had that kid, what was that like? They were like, "Oh, he's cute."
That's a face not even a mother could love.
Right, exactly. dog shit. Zordon lied again.
And then the fucking kid comes to the fucking planet, and he wants to fucking, like, get revenge for his mother and father. Like, bitch, they didn't even love you.
Right. You being here says a lot.
Who are you? No, actually, you're right. It does say a lot. The Z-Wave stretched across the universe. It turned Rita to a good person. It turned Zed into a blonde dancing man. But the child didn't get affected because they blasted his ass that way. They're like, she had the baby, and they were like,
I mean, I don't, yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the baby went that way as Kal-El from Krypton was coming this way.
But That's why Superman is a good guy. It was like Kal-El of Krypton. See, they sent their son to a planet so he could live, the future of Krypton. They sent their child away because of shame and disappointment.
It's true. They Tim Burton penguined their own kid.
Yeah. And then when he comes back, he disables the fucking Power Rangers fucking morphing grid, and they're like, we can't morph. Well, it's a good thing there's about 100 fucking Rangers on this planet. Go get some.
No, there was an Alpha in a crate. They just went and unpacked him, and he fixed it.
That is the episodes that you'll like. You'll hate the villain, but you'll like those episodes because it's Adam that assembles a team.
Yeah, basically, Power Rangers in space should have been the end of all Power Rangers. And it was supposed to be, but they don't even give us an explanation. They just literally, like, the Earth is in ruins, and, like, everybody wants to leave Earth. And there's this fucking colony that they're building, and they're like, hey, we could all get tickets to that colony and fuck this planet. Because, when Lost Galaxy starts, Leo wants off the planet because it's a fucking cesspool of ass.
Except for Skull, who gets left behind.
Yeah, Skull stays in the cesspool of ass.
That's because he's Skull.
And he fell asleep.
Right. So then, all these people...
Wait, did he fall asleep or did he feel asleep?
All these people leave the planet, and they go off into the galaxy to explore the great fucking wondrous galaxy, and all the way over in the corner of the galaxy, there's these fucking quasar sabers that are great, powerful, wondrous, good things, and some bad guy, who I don't understand how that guy can exist, he just shows up on the planet and he's like, I'm gonna take those.
Oh, I know how he escaped the Z-Wave. At the time the Z-Wave was going across the universe, I wasn't evil. But then I became evil later.
Hmm.
There you go. That explains the evil. They weren't evil at the time, but now they are.
Divatox should have come back. That's my unpopular opinion. She should have come back. She won. They should have given her a second shot where she could have done a good series, and she could have been taken more seriously as the bad guy that actually won. So now we should be worried that she's coming back. When she comes back, she should at least get a fucking grand episode like the Legendary War or something. She should have her own huge episode where when it's confirmed Divatox has returned to Earth, the Rangers should be like, this is a problem. And when the other guy's like, why? They should be like, because of all our enemies, she actually won. And then they'll be like, boom, 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 and then we could have went from there and fucking done at least one episode where we actually have to beat her.
I would hope that it went dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so, but Power Rangers suffers from the exact same problem that Dragon Ball Z suffers from. Forgetful creator.
So here we are. This is the end of this episode, because we are sitting at about an hour and 20 minutes. And, cause we have one more of these to do tonight, and it's already late enough.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.